I'm Evan Kleiman, and this is Good Food on the Road with Jonathan Gold, Pulitzer Prize-winning food writer for the LA Times. Jonathan, a lot of us have been following your, may we say, peripatetic travels lately. You seem to be in a different far-flung locale every week these days. Most recently, Tokyo.
Yeah, Tokyo was fun.
Where was the focus of your fun in Tokyo this time around?
Well, I went there specifically to go to a restaurant called Narasawa, whose chef came to Los Angeles to be part of Food Bowl. I thought I should probably experience in its native habitat before I, you know, talk to the chef on stage.
So tell us a bit about him.
Narasawa grew up in the countryside. He went all around Europe, staging in some of the most famous French restaurants, and came back to make a career in Japan. He first started in the area that he grew up in, and he moved long time ago to Tokyo.
Is he a specialist in one particular area of food, or is he providing a tasting menu that sort of covers a lot of ground?
He is not what you would call a purist Japanese chef. And there's obviously a lot of elements of Western cuisine in what he does. And he is very much a friend of the most advanced kitchen technology. I mean, there are rotovaps and centrifuges and sous vide and like all kinds of that stuff shows up in his cooking. But if you want to understand why he is so revered, and he was named the best chef in Asia in the 50 best competition this year, it's probably a dish that he has always on his menu called Sadayama scenery, which is like 7 square inches or whatever of edible forest floor. There are things made out of yogurt that he makes from soybeans that are dried and then dyed with matcha to look like mosses and dirt. Then there's fish and there's creamy soy yogurt, almost more things than you can describe, like assembled on a slice of raw log, the outside of the log with the bark on it that can't be commercially used. You start with this wooden jigger brimming with a cold essence of oak and some other tree. It's basically tree-flavored water. It's the closest you'll ever come in life to drinking a tree.
Did you just fly to eat at this one meal and fly back, or did you have any other great experiences?
I had the great, like, you know, ramen and going to a wonderful soba restaurant and being thrown out of a yakitori restaurant because I didn't speak Japanese. And I think the other meal that stunned me, maybe even more, was this place called Sushi Kimura, a very small sushi bar. Chef Kimura specializes in aging fish, and the fish on his menus varies between aged 5 days. I think the sea urchin is aged only 5 days. Some of it is salted, some of it is a little soy, there's kombu. The most famous one, I guess, is the swordfish that has been aged for 55 days. It was my favorite of them. It was the one he's best known for.
That's Jonathan Gold talking about his recent trip to Japan, including the restaurant Narasawa. He's the Pulitzer Prize-winning food writer for the LA Times. Text the words good food to 69866 to get Jonathan's weekly restaurant recommendations.